What is a church? That's tonight's question. What is a church? That's right. Well, that's that's what we're going to talk about. Okay, go to the next slide. Hey, that's the place we are right now. So what makes this place so special, if you think it's special? If you don't, I don't want to hear about it. But what might make this... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes there's donuts. That's a good answer. Is this a magical building? Maybe in a metaphorical sense, but no, not really. So, really it's the people that are the important part, right? I mean, besides the donuts, but it's the people. It's mainly the people. Mainly it's the people that are an important part. Right, so that's, if this place is special, it's because the people here are special. What kind of people are here? What? Yeah. Now, I've noticed a few things about this church. So we've got I don't know, is anybody here a Reds fan? You like the Reds? Okay, a couple of people. Less so in the last couple of weeks. I understand that. So now, I've noticed that Brother Ryan back there, he's a Cardinals fan. It's like, and yet, here he is. And, you know, some people that come on Sunday, they like football better than baseball. I don't know what's up with that. Or, you know, people like me, we don't even care about sports at all. Yeah, it's like... So, how can we all be together? We get along just fine. We're able to work together and to, how can such different people all be together in one church? That seems crazy, doesn't it? That doesn't seem that crazy, does it? But there are other differences that can be a little bit crazy. Like depending on people you vote for or different things like that, sometimes, or just people have all kinds of other differences or different ways of doing things. Could be a little bit. So what is it? What is it that really brings us all together at church? What do people at church have in common? Because, I mean, I have some hobbies that some other people don't have, and some people Roman and Levi's dad, he likes to work on cars. I don't like to do that. And yet, here we are, we're still in the same place. What do we have in common? You're right, Roman. What did you say? Good. That's probably a good decision. Roman says we both love God. The people here love God. That's a good thing we have in common. That's right. We have, we're followers of Jesus. People who are members of this church, we follow Jesus. We're all disciples of Jesus. Did you know Jesus' disciples were kind of strange too? They had some people that hated the Roman government and other people that worked for the Roman government. And he had both people as his disciples. And they had to get along. And they had some other different. He had some smart people and some not as smart people, and they got along. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good idea. I don't know if I got a spot. Seth, you got a, and what's your name? Connor. Connor, you got a. Yeah, I've got it on the sheet. I know what your name is. Yeah. All right, let's go to the first one. Tonight we're going to talk about what is a church. Number one, a church is like a building. I didn't say it was a building because this building is not the church. Did you know that? It's a building. It's the church building, but it's not the church. The church is the people. You should not be talking right now. The church is like a building. I'm going to read you a couple of verses from Ephesians. Here's what Paul says. He says, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens or foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. By the way, he's talking about Jewish people and Gentile people who both follow Jesus. Those two groups did not get along too well, and yet they both followed Jesus, and they were both here in this church, and they had to get along. And he's saying, you're both in the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Does that sound like a house? A foundation?
Yeah.
Buildings have that, right? And Christ, Jesus himself being the cornerstone. It's like a building built out of stones, and Jesus is the most important one that holds it all together. In whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you are also you are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. So, what are some things that a building has? Raise your hand, don't just say it, raise your hand. What does a building have?
Windows.
Has windows, yeah. Say it has a roof, has a foundation, has a door. Paul said the foundation of the church is the teaching of the apostles and the prophets about Jesus. And then Jesus is like the cornerstone. What are buildings for? Why do we have buildings? Yes. Why do we have buildings? Well, I've moved on. What? Well, so like tonight, it's really good that we have a building because it's kind of raining a little bit. And so it keeps us, it's a place for us to be, or like, hopefully you have a place to stay tonight and, maybe a place to sleep or something like that. It's really nice to have something like that. Paul says that the church, remember, not the building, but the people are supposed to be a house for God to live in. Now, when you're saved, Jesus comes and the Holy Spirit comes and they sort of take up residence in your heart. But together, people at church make up sort of like a house for God. Now, before we had churches, we had the temple. That was where God's house was. But we don't have the temple anymore. You'd have to go to Jerusalem to see where that was. But it's gone now. Now we have churches. Churches are houses for God to be in. Remember, God is everywhere, so you can be in multiple of these places at once, which is good. All right, so that's one of the reasons, one of the things we're supposed to do at church is we're supposed to be a house for God. It's like a place for Him to be, for us to be with God in a special kind of way. All right, go to the next slide. Number two, church is like a body. What kind of things does a body have? It is kind of like that. That's another example. Yes, that's right. All right, so moving on. What are some things that a body has? Bones. Yeah. Muscles.
Blood.
Andrew?
Eyes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a lot of parts. I think we'll leave it right there. A lot of parts, that's right. So, we have, and bodies, what are they supposed to do? We're supposed to do all the stuff, right? We can go, you can go to school, and your parents can go to work, and you can help people. And do stuff, and you can put your phones away. I mean, it'll be great. All kinds of stuff your body can do, or maybe you should not supposed to do. So here, this lady's tying her shoe. Sometimes things get out of whack a little bit. Sometimes, like, if part of your body gets hurt, can you just say, oh, well, my toe gets hurt. Toe, you're on your own. I'm going to feel fine. Can you do that?
No.
No, your whole body is just aching with pain, right, because you stubbed your toe. Yeah. So even your tiny little pinky toe can suddenly be the most important part of your whole body if you stub it. Yeah. Or if you get one of those toothaches or something, or it's like, oh man, can't do anything. Yeah. So a church is kind of like that too. Here's what Paul says about a church a little later when he's talking to the Ephesians. He says, rather speaking the truth in love, We are to grow up in every way into him who is the head. Hey, that's another thing bodies have, right? You have a head. Into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So now he's talking about, instead of building a house, now he's talking about growing your body. How do you make your body grow more? Sleeping and eating. What else? Drinking water and, yep, and exercising. Is that what you're going to say? I know, we got it. We're on the same wavelength. That's right. So church is kind of like that too. People at church are supposed to be growing together. And if one person at church is having a bad day, then, you know, we have to spend a little bit extra time maybe helping that person or praying for that person. Or if somebody's having a really good day, we can all be happy for that person. Your body has different parts, like this part is for seeing stuff, and this part's for hearing stuff, and this part's for smelling stuff, right? Well, the church is kind of like that too. Like, there's people that are kind of like the eyes and the ears, and there's different jobs at church. Have you noticed that? Like, Mr. Ryan's kind of like the eyes right now. Right? Yeah, that's kind of neat, right? I'm kind of like the big mouth or something right now. Yeah. I don't always get to be that. Sometimes I'm the ears and I sit and listen. There's different things. A lot of times we have to go and be like hands and go and help people and give them things, or there's all kinds of different things, all kinds of different jobs. And we're all supposed to be, each part is supposed to be working together. What if the eye said, I'm tired of seeing, I'd rather be a toenail. It's like, no, we need you to be the eye, you know. But, you know, hey, actually, you know what? We do need the toenail too, you know. You ever had your toenail ripped off before? Oh man, it's terrible. Terrible. You gotta have it. Every part's important. Alright, and the Bible says we're like the body of Christ. The church is like the body of Christ. Where is Jesus right now? Remember, Jesus does have a body. Where is his body? He's in heaven sitting at the right hand of God. That's right. That's where Jesus is. So he's not here. So instead, we have the Holy Spirit and we have churches. Churches are supposed to be like the body of Jesus. So Jesus is not here. We're supposed to be kind of doing the things that Jesus would do if he were here. Yeah. What kind of things would... Well, it's like, yeah, okay, so maybe there's some things we couldn't do. Like we can't just break bread apart and make a whole bunch of bread, right? But we can go to the store and buy some bread and feed some people, can't we? Yeah, we can. We can do that. So, and of course Jesus taught about the kingdom and all. We can do that too. All right, number three. A church is like a family. A church is like a family. What kind of things does a family have? People, yes. Love, yes. Food, yes. Yeah, place to meet. Yeah, that's right. All right, should not hear any voices right now. I'm hearing a lot of voices. We're having a lot of trouble tonight. Yeah, think about what is a family supposed to do? We're supposed to take care of each other and love each other and, eat together and spend time together. That's important family kind of stuff. Well, church is like a family too. Here's what Paul says a little bit later, still talking to the Ephesians. He says, here's some things that you're supposed to do because you're like a family. He says, therefore, having put away falsehood or lying, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. It's like we're all members of the same family if you're a part of our church. So you shouldn't be lying to people. You should be speaking the truth. It says, be angry and do not sin. And do not let the sun go down on your anger. Don't be angry for a long time. And give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor or work, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Wait, is it good when the family members steal from each other?
No,
they should not do that. They should be generous. Generous to each other. This is good right here. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths. Uh-oh. I feel like I'm getting pretty close to something there. So we're not supposed to say mean things to people. Especially at church. Especially in your family too. But only such as is good for building up. Things that will help you to be better. Things that will encourage you. As fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath, that means anger and clamor and slander, be put away from you, along with all malice. Just being mean to people. Put that all away. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. So if everybody who's a member of our church they've been saved. They trust Jesus. They've been forgiven. So they should not go around being mad about people. They should be forgiving. What? You have a question?
What's that one thing?
I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Who knows? All right. So, church is a lot like a family. You know, my family's been here, or at least my wife and I, we've been here like about 20 years or so. That's a long time. Yeah. Yeah. And so the older people at our church, they're kind of like extra moms and dads for me. They are. They're kind of like that. Or some of the people are like extra grandpas and grandmas for me. Yeah. Because we're kind of like families. And there's a lot of brothers and sisters. That's the way it's supposed to be. So, like, if you have, you can think about your family, you think, you know, my family actually is not that great. Or sometimes we have problems. Well, we have problems here too sometimes, but church is supposed to be a place where you can find some family. You can become a part of God's family. And so that's something you can think about. But of course we have to be very careful how we treat each other, just like a real family. All right, so last one. So a church is a group of people who are following Jesus, believers, who have been baptized, which we'll talk about next week. And they're committed to each other and to Christ and His kingdom. And they become brothers and sisters who love each other. And who love people outside the church, too. And that really helps people to understand the message about Jesus if we're actually loving people. All right. So we're supposed to be living out that gospel.